Rise and shine, rise and grind. Welcome back to Clocked In, the Life Development Podcast, where our focus is intentional time. And my name is Corey James, but of course, as friends, as family, you can call me Corey J. And today is episode 88, which is a special number to me, entitled You, Y-O-U. So today's episode is going to be clean. It'll be simple. And I really hope that it's impactful in your life because I really just want to talk about you. Not the person to your left, to your right, not the person that you fed breakfast this morning, not the person that you had coffee with, but you. I want to talk about how special you are and what you can do in your life and how you are responsible for changing your life if you are not satisfied, if you are not fulfilled, if you are not inspired and encouraged. And you are the change that you need in your life. See, your people, the people in your house, the people in your circle, the people in your class, they can all read the same books as you and extract different information and different lessons because you have your life experience. The people in your family can all share the same lineage and the same family history, but you, if you see that where you are is not where you want to be, then you are the person with the responsibility to create change in that lineage and change in that family history. And as I grew up, as I matured, I was able to look around at friends and to look around at family. And for many years, just like most of us, I found myself looking to others and handing them my power, handing them my essence, handing them my creativity and saying, hey, I trust you to do the best that you can do with everything that I consider to be me. And I can tell you right here and now that in nearly every case, that other person, they had to turn the power back to me or just place it down. They had to let it go for themselves. Why? Because they had to serve themselves first and foremost, and they were never actually able to take on me and my power like I could. So today, I just want to tell you that whenever you receive these text messages, whenever you hear these stories, whenever you read that content is meant to inspire you, meant to encourage you, meant to motivate you, but it's not meant to take place of your action. Your action still has to be the primary focus. If you want to lose weight, then no matter how many sit-ups, push-ups, jumping jacks, whatever, your friends, your family, your peers, the people on Instagram, the people on Snapchat, me, no matter how much we do, it does not change you and your body. If you want to start the business, then no matter how many business books you read, those books won't start the business for you. You have to extract that knowledge and take that action. If you want, this might hit home for someone, if you want that happy relationship, then there's something that you need to do different. And this will be a tangent, but just yesterday I had a conversation about toxicity in relationships. And this podcast is featuring Zeke, by the way. I had a conversation about toxicity in relationships and that some people's toxic trait is allowing toxic people to treat them as less than themselves. Think about that. Maybe your toxic trait is allowing someone else to be that subpar standard of themselves and to treat you like less than your higher self. So that's why the relationship doesn't flourish. See, you have the responsibility. And when I started taking full responsibility for every aspect, every piece, and every decision in my life, I regained not just the power, because it's not only about the power, but the confidence, the competence, the creativity, the inspiration. I regained direction. And as I said, I can't do it for you. All I can do is push some buttons. I can inspire. I can introduce some thoughts. But I hope that you hear this. And I hope that you take a second, that you reset, that you self-assess, and that you ask yourself this simple question. What can I do today and every day to improve my life? And then I hope that you say this statement: I am the deciding factor in all of my greatest and all of my worst decisions. Because when you take that responsibility, the game changes. Now you're setting up the board instead of just being a player on the board. Now you're setting the stage instead of just watching the stage from the crowd. Now you're owning the business, owning your relationship. Of course, mutually beneficial, but owning your relationship, owning what you bring to the table. And now maybe not just bringing a food item to the potluck, maybe you're hosting a potluck. That way you can make sure that the energy, that the atmosphere is at a certain level. So as I said, today's episode is really about you. And in case you missed it, all of the other episodes are really about you and what you can do. So I love you. I support you. I want to see you win. I want to see you grow. Not only do I want those things, but you need to be focused on growth. You need to be growing throughout your life, because if you're not growing, then all you're doing is waiting for a slow and timely death. And that's not what we're here for, because we are clocked in. And being clocked in my eyes, and I hope in yours, being clocked in means that we rise to the occasion. We meet the obstacle where it is. We fight back against the adversity. We overcome. We are here not just to be competitive, but to win for ourselves and to win ourselves over first. Because again, once again, it is about you. And on that note, in closing, be inspired. Be encouraged. All those things are great. Without that catalyst, there will be no action. But remember that those things are not replacements for real life action, because it's about you. My name is Corey James, but again, as friends, you can call me Corey J. As family, you can call me Corey J. And welcome to the universe of Clocked In. The truth is, we're just getting started, but there's so much more, so much bigger, so much greater, and so much growth to come. So stay tuned. Share this with a friend. Share this with a family member. Share this with someone who needs to be reminded that, hey, the good and the bad in their lives stem from them, because they are the common factor. They are the common denominator. So some different decisions must be made starting today to create that better tomorrow. As always, it's a great time to be clocked in, and it's Corey.